show marches on here at Rosie on the House, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition. Good morning, y'all. Nothing like a little CCR to get the juices flowing. And Mike Grease playing with the volume control. Very clever, very clever. Hey, we're here this hour with experts on pests, insects, creepy crawly things that could be bothering you in, out, and about around your house or garden. It's the great guys from Blue Sky Pest Control. If you've got a pest problem you'd like to talk about, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348, and they're going to have a special offer they're going to offer only to Rosie on the House listeners today, so stay tuned for that. It's Nathan and Curtis, but before we get to you guys, I want to get to Jack in Sun City. Very patiently held on most of the last hour. We didn't get to him. Romy, he wanted to know about insulating garage doors. Is it worth it? You know, and he couldn't hold because he had some errands to run. I'd like to ask him a few more questions. Probably a steel uninsulated door. So it's very typical for what was being installed in Sun City for years and years and years. You can buy insulation kits for that, Jack. Foam, rigid foam kits that actually snap and tape in place. And I can tell you that, yes, absolutely, that is worth it. This ties in very close to another question we got by email through the week. Somebody else is trying to desperately cool their garage. Romy's got some input on that. I want to tell y'all that I'm going to blow your minds. I'm going to blow your minds. About 18 years ago, we remodeled a home where the homeowner wanted to evaporative cool his garage. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Let's do that and see how it works. When I saw how it worked, it was only a matter of a couple weeks. I had Chuck Knight at the house installing the largest evaporative cooler he could find on my garage. I've evap cooled my garage now for about 18 years. I raise German short-haired dogs. That's where they live at night. That's where they live during the hottest part of the days. Part of the garage is just kind of set aside for them, so it needs to be habitable. A month ago, I took the evap cooler off. I added a mini split air conditioning with a SEER rating of 33, and I'm saving $75 a month. Air conditioning my garage.
Now, you have a masonry garage,
yeah,
with foam insulation.
Yeah, integral wall garage, yes.
You have foam insulated garage doors.
Yeah.
You've got a foam roof on top of your garage.
Yeah.
So this is not your typical tract home where they won't insulate the walls,
right,
that are of 2x4,
right,
if you're lucky, 2x6 wood,
right,
frame. They don't put insulation above the attic. So, I mean, this isn't something that you just, everyone can expect to do.
The point is, with these new high SEER mini split air conditioners, you can air condition your garage for less than you can evap cool your garage, money-wise. Okay? I'm just saying. All right. With that, we're going to leave it, and we're going to bring in our experts on, now everybody's, see, I gave people something else to question my sanity on. They've been questioning my sanity on super cooling now for about 3 or 4 years, and now they're going to question my sanity on this. I'm telling you, cuckoo, cuckoo, Rosie's cuckoo, cuckoo. And now I'm on a mission to convince everybody this is the right way to go. And if you doubt that, I just want to take my energy bill from July and post it on our website. If you think I'm an energy hog, you're nuts. I've got 3,400 square feet of air-conditioned space. I keep it 68 degrees. 68 degrees for the month. My bill was $265. That's for over 3,000 square feet of air-conditioned space with a swimming pool, three air conditioners. It's called super cooling. It just is a matter of way you're buying power. It's just being smart, okay? I've got a guy challenging.
You can listen to archives.
I got
for
a guy.
Days
I got a guy challenging
questions.
Me on it yesterday, and I said, "Look, give me your bill." I said, "Look, you're buying 60% less power than I'm buying, and your bill is 250% high. He had a $600 bill. It was unbelievable. Yeah, it makes me want to choke. The other thing that makes me want to choke is bugs. And that's why we brought in our good friends, Nate and Curtis from Blue Sky Pest Control. Guys, y'all wanted to open the show with a particular Rosie on the House listener offer today and today only?
Yes. So for now until noon, we are giving an offer specifically for Rosie listeners. And what it is it's if you join on to a regular treatment plan, we will give the first service, which is an initial flush-out service, an indoor, outdoor, and garage service for $49, regardless of how large your home is. And that's just for Rosie listeners. For the next until noon, we have folks standing by at our office to take your questions and sign folks up.
And the phone number?
It's 480-635-8492.
Now, Nate, Blue Sky Pest Control has been in the Rosie on the House network. I'm going to say when I first came out to y'all's office to meet you, that had to be 7 years ago, 8 years ago?
Yes. I mean, time flies.
Right?
It has been that long.
It's been a while. Tell us a story about Blue Sky Pest Control. How'd you get into this business?
So, Curtis, my business partner, he started a company in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, in 1999. And we went to school together. And he built that company up, and then he opened up a branch in Fort Worth, and then he opened up a third branch in Mesa, Arizona.
And Curtis, this is all in the pest control industry?
Correct, yep.
Okay, all right.
And then he and his business partner just decided to go different paths. And so before I did this, I worked in mergers and acquisitions for PricewaterhouseCoopers, and he called me up and said, "Will you help me sell or buy this all?" And so I said, sure. And in that process, I became interested, was looking to do something more entrepreneurial. And then just one day I called Curtis and said, "Hey, how hard was this?" And he says, "Why?" And he's like, I was like, "I'm just looking for something." And he's like, "Well, let's do it together." And so that's how I got involved. And we've been doing this since, 2004 together. So it's been a great ride, a very great ride.
All right. Well, y'all have made great Rosie on the House partners. We get tremendous feedback on all the Rosie on the House homes that you service. Romy, let's get to a couple calls because they've been lining up here for a while. If you'd like to ask these guys any question about pest control, 1-888-767-4348. And I have my questions because the reason I invited y'all in is because this breaking news that now Arizona is home to mutant lice. I want to find out more about mutant lice, but first let's go to Gus in Santan Valley. Good morning, Gus. How can we help you, my friend?
Hi, how are you guys?
Very good.
I got a question with scorpions. Plentiful of them out here. I moved in and got this house and wasn't seeing any scorpions at all at first. Then all of a sudden, boom, here they come. One night I saw five of them, four outside in the garage and the ceiling and one inside the house. That's when I said, I'm going to war. So I went online and got this product there that these guys swear by and blah, 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 and this and that. But it was pretty expensive, too. So I did. I got it. And needless to say, it worked. It worked. I have not seen a scorpion since then. My question to you is, should I continue that, or should I just, I was a bug man myself years and years ago. I used to do it. And I know that stuff that we used to use back then is better than anything out there. But in today's world, online, you know, I guess I'm a sucker. They say that good things are online too. So I went and bought it. What is your suggestion? Continue with that or start getting a pest control man?
All right. Do it yourself, scorpion control, Curtis. Do you have I did not get a good idea of what product it was he applied. Did you get a good understanding?
He didn't specify what product he was using.
Okay.
I mean, if it's working for him, continue to do it as long as he's applying it per label and following all typical safety precautions like wearing gloves.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things that he can do is to blacklight regularly. You know, if he goes out and blacklights at night, you know, to search for the scorpions. I actually have to do it at my house because I have a couple neighbors that try to do it themselves but aren't as successful as it sounds he has been. And so I have to do some additional steps at my house.
Okay.
And I, for some reason, keep finding them on the same wall that happens between me and a certain neighbor. So,
I'll be darned. Yeah. Are there particular neighborhoods you found prone to scorpion inhabitation?
Yeah. Once scorpions are introduced, whether it be from you know, bringing in certain types of landscaping, like it's very common when palm trees are brought in and installed. Like, for example, when I moved in my neighborhood, we didn't see a scorpion in our yard for, you know, probably 4 to 5 years. But the people that lived right near the entrances where they installed rows of the nice palm trees were seeing them from day one.
Interesting.
So once they get into a neighborhood, they will obviously continue to spread because you're not going to eradicate them completely. However, there are things that you can do that do work. There is a myth that scorpions cannot be controlled, and that's false. Now, they are harder, but there are specific things. Like, you got to use the right products. You got to, you know, apply them correctly. Anyways, yada, yada, yada. There's a lot of things.
They are hard.
I'm pretty much the ultimate do-it-yourselfer guy. I like doing things myself. I like the challenge. I like trying something new. The reason...
He's cheap.
The reason I pay Blue Sky Pest Control for our scorpions is when we found a scorpion next to the baby pen. And I'm not home all day, every day to combat these things. And that was the biggest thing. They're there 24/7. And to take the time to constantly battle them, where you guys, you come out once a month, it's less than $70, I'm done. And we haven't had a scorpion inside the house since we've started the treatment. So there's just times where if Gus is retired and he's home and he's got time to constantly stay on top of them, it's a great application. But if you're not home and you've got other things at your house while you're not there, there's a lot to be said for a professional service.
One thing to keep in mind, too, is with the gentleman who called, a lot of times that product that you buy online, it costs 3 to 4 times as much as we can buy it for. So we found a lot of times that we can actually do it for less than they can do it themselves.
You could install it with a professional experience for what they're buying it for.
A lot of times, yeah.
Okay, we're going to treat scorpions chemically on site. We can also do things in the house to limit their coming in. And then we can address the yard as well. All things we can do that we're going to be talking about more when we get back right here at Rosie on the House with our good friends from Blue Sky Pest Control.